Director of Athletics at Seven Oaks Classic High School out in Ellettsville, mentioning the western part of the county. Tommy's been busy over the last 4 weeks since we had him on a couple of weeks ago, hiring coaches and, building relationships like Scott was talking about. And we have the list of three sports that will be going on at Seven Oaks, cross country, volleyball, and soccer. And Tommy, thanks for joining us again. School starts next Tuesday for you guys. You have seven new coaches. I know you're excited to get rolling, huh?
Yes, sir. And thanks again, Joe, for having me on. Yeah, we're certainly excited here, and there's kind of a spirit of positive spirit here. And, I think teachers, coaches across the board, there's definitely a great atmosphere here at Seven Oaks, and we're ready to get things started next Tuesday.
Well, I tell you, you've hired some new middle school coaches and varsity coaches. Let's start with the varsity first of all. Who all have you brought on board for 2024, Tommy?
Yeah, so over on the basketball side, as far as winter sports, we just hired two pretty high-quality assistants. Tyler Truesdale, who people may be familiar with, former Bloomington North basketball player. I think he went on to play at Lincoln Trail Junior College in Illinois. And also a gentleman named Christopher Meyer, who's a lifelong basketball fan. In fact, he was a former PE teacher and coach long ago. And he went back to school and got his law degree. So the majority of his career was in law, but he's retired now and he's ready to get back into sports.
Well, that sounds great. How about the fall schedule now? I know you had some assistant openings, and it looks like from what you sent me earlier today, you're pretty well all filled up and ready to go, huh?
Absolutely, yes. And we just hired our middle school soccer head coach. That was something we actually got done this week, and her name is Megan Gluff. And also we hired an assistant for her by the name of George Smith.
All right. So now, as far as the fall lineup is concerned on the varsity beat, and again, you start school on Tuesday of next week. So high school-wise, you'll have co-ed cross-country, boys and girls cross-country, and volleyball, and boys soccer and girls. You have girls soccer? No, just boys soccer, right?
So our varsity soccer team, technically we're a boys varsity soccer team, although we do have a couple girls that will compete with the boys.
I got you.
For the middle school, we do explicitly go by a co-ed soccer team. Just to reiterate these fall sports that we offer, again, middle school co-ed soccer, we have a boys varsity high school soccer team. We have an elementary co-ed cross-country team, middle school co-ed cross-country team, and then we also have boys and girls varsity cross-country teams. On the volleyball side, we offer middle school volleyball, of course, for girls, and high school volleyball for girls as well.
Tommy Weekly joining us, the new director of athletics at Seven Oaks High School out in Ellettsville, school starting Tuesday of next week. Tommy, how hard was it to actually formulate getting the schedules put together? Talk a little about that and how difficult it was for you, if it was difficult at all.
To give credit back to our former athletic director, Mr. Bach, he got a lot of the grunt work done there, but it certainly is a challenge. I think for any AD, us being kind of a more unorthodox public school, finding opponents who are fitting for us is definitely a challenge, along with all the other logistics and the communications that ADs kind of foster. But again, it's been exciting, and I've been met with a ton of support and positivity, like I said, here at Seven Oaks.
You were talking about when we had you on last month about talking and building relationships within your coaching staff, and then taking that down to the student athlete level. How's that gone, Tommy? Building those relationships. I know you've been out at some of the practices just started with the student athletes, but how's the participation numbers look to you?
They look really good. Last night, in fact, we had our middle school and high school family night, and it was really the first chance I got to kind of meet the student body. And, you know, I had countless student athletes come up to me and introduce themselves and, you know, express how excited they are about, you know, the sports that we offer and that growing momentum, you know, of our school at large and certainly our athletics department.
Yeah, you know what? It again is the starting point of laying that continued foundation. You know, this is your eighth year as a school, but you know, your second year under the auspices of the IHSAA, and you got what, 2 years of probation to show, you know, left before you can be a full grown member of the IHSAA. Am I right there? You got 2 years left.
That's correct, Joe. So it's a 3-year provisional stage or contract stage with IHSAA to join. We are, you know, embarking on our second year. So if all things go well, after next year, we'll be approved to be an official IHSAA ordained school.
Well, that's something obviously to look forward to, and that is the aim. Well, thanks for getting those names out on the air, and we look forward to getting some of the results out on the air and keep us track of how the boys and girls are doing there. It looks like you got a quality coaching staff, and I know the kids will be giving it their all. And hey, nothing but the best to the Firehawks here as you get ready for a new athletic season, Tommy.
Thank you, sir, and we appreciate you having us on.